The Purpose of Education. From the annual reports of the Masaryk Experimental School in Zlín, in 1930. If we want to achieve important goals in life, we must search for ways to create a great man. Small man, small achievement. Great man, great achievement. Our great achievements here in Zlín should not benefit only us, but the rest of the world as well, as we all work for one another. None of us invented the electric motor, and yet that motor brings a better life to all of us. We are profiting from the work of others who may be living as far away as the other end of the globe. Our obligation, therefore, is to repay them, if not directly, then by working for the entire world. Only education can change insignificant people into great ones, and the younger the person, the easier it is. Our aim is to teach our children so well that they be not only our pupils, but also our teachers. This, after all, is nothing new. I remember that as a boy I was teaching my father to write Roman characters, because in his own school days they were learning to write only the German ones. As for myself, I like to learn something new from my son every day. We are, therefore, building our schools not only for our children, but for ourselves as well. And what we teach and learn in those schools should make our life better, more beautiful, and more pleasant. Every penny we are spending on our schools will be returned many times, not solely in the form of innumerable moral benefits, but also as a contribution to a higher standard of living for all. Once I made a calculation for our foresters that compared to a power plant, nobody can do more manual labor than 3 Czechoslovakian crowns worth daily. The potential of intellectual work, however, is incalculable, because a single man's intellectual capacity may be worth millions. It proves that high wages can be achieved only by application of human intelligence. Higher values help us to increase our ability to earn more money, which in return contributes enormously to general affluence. In 1931, everybody is capable of doing independent and useful work, some people more than others, though. However, everybody must awake in himself these forces and exercise them if he aims to achieve great deeds beneficial to all people. Such forces and capabilities must be exercised from early youth. The strength of my personality lies in my upbringing. My father always strongly emphasized independence, and my teachers did likewise. It is the duty of a father to do everything in his power to cultivate his son's moral values, even at a cost of possible great financial losses for him. If a father teaches his 6-year-old son to earn honestly and reasonably 2 crowns, it has a much greater value than if he himself earns 200. By encouraging young people to earn money early and handle it properly, we are teaching them values which will bring them economic independence together with civic and political freedom. In 1932, when I went to school, I had frequent conflicts both with my teachers and my father, because I kept asking them why I should learn what they told me to. Everything we are learning should have a goal. It should be useful to us. Studies must descend from the starry heights down to earth to reach ordinary people. Children should be taught and explained the cause they see done every day. Students of mathematics and accounting should be studying with real existing figures in an accounting department of an enterprise. Natural science should be taught in the fields, forests, and gardens. we should not only talk about a young tree, but also consider its yield. Students should learn geography from the point of view of a certain speciality, and particularly from the point of view of their own region or country. They should keep in mind that every land in the world could be useful to them, and that their work can be useful to the whole world. History should be applied to the present, and events from the past should serve as examples for today. We should see to it that everything negative is removed from schools. Let us not explain for 2 hours that hornbeam wood is not fit to be used for construction purposes. Let us talk positively about things.